Welcome to the South Group Cox Coaches Show. I'm Philip Palmertree. In a moment, we'll speak with Leak Academy head football coach Brian Pickens right here on the South Group Cox Coaches Show.
Your kids' graduation, we were there. Your summer barbecue, we were there. That Christmas you burnt the turkey, yep, we were there. 2 hours after the storm hit, you bet we were there. At South Group Cox Agency, we provide the coverage you can count on when you don't need us, and those times that you do. Coverage that's always there. South Group Cox Agency.
Welcome to this week's edition of the South Group Cox Coaches Show, and we're talking Leak Academy Rebel football with head coach Brian Pickens. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Always glad to be here.
We always start out taking a look back. We look back at a Week 9 ball game the Rebels had, a non-district game, and Rebels hosted the number 2 ranked team in MAIS, Heritage Academy, at Thagard Field on homecoming night, and the Patriots got the non-district win 35-6. In that game, certainly a low-scoring first half, 14-0, very much anybody's ball game at that point. But I thought once the third quarter started, Heritage got a couple of plays going their way, a muffed kickoff, a fumble recovery, and cashed it in and took control of the game. And they're a very good team.
Yeah, they're a very good team. And when you play, and, you know, I say it all the time, there are kids, when you're playing good teams, you know, you have to eliminate a lot of the mistakes. And you're exactly right. You know, they have scored. And then we go into halftime, 14-0. Felt actually good coming out of halftime. Felt like we, you know, we went in and made some adjustments and felt like we were, you know, needed to go down. We knew we needed to go down, score, make it 14-7, make it one score game. And the, you know, in the kickoff, it just kind of, you know, let's say it started the snowball rolling. And, you know, then when it was 21-0, it made it tougher on us, you know, and offensively, we just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, that's, you know, a lot of that had to do with Heritage. Heritage came in. They've got a you know, really, really good football program. And this year, you know, I think, you know, they won state championship last year, lost some kids, but I think they had some guys that have stepped up and doing a really good job for them.
Yeah, their defensive line and linebackers were really about some of the best that I've seen in the last couple of years. And they, you know, when they're able to control the front, then they can keep us from getting one-on-one matchups on the outside and making big plays. It makes it hard. It makes most any game plan difficult, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, when they were on offense, you know, they had, they had a good, the same receiver, 23, was there last year, made some big plays against us last year. You know, he's back, and, you know, he's such a threat. You know, I can't say sometimes the coverage was bad. It was, I felt like we were in good position. He's just a really good player that went up, made some great plays down there.
Well, looking ahead to tomorrow night's matchup, the Rebels are back at home tomorrow night and playing the final regular season game of the 2022 season. And it's a district game against Lamar. And the guests from Meridian are tied with us, tied with Simpson. Three of us tied at the top of District 2. And so that makes this ball game especially important in terms of postseason play, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You know, this is a huge game for us. You know, this would be for the, you know, this would be for the district championship. And, you know, we've had a good week of practice. I think our kids realize, you know, what's at stake right now. And, you know, like I said, they've come out really energetic at practice. And, and that's important, so it carry over to the game tomorrow night.
And looking at Lamar, they're under a new head coach. They started out 0-5, but since then, counting the forfeit, they've won 4 of their last 5 ball games. And so we know they're going to be coming in with a lot of confidence. But when you just look at that about a ball club, even separate from maybe some of the details you see on film, what does that tell you about a team, an opponent, and about the coaching that's going on over there in Meridian?
Oh, they're doing a good job. It's just very similar to where it was last year. You know, they started the season off, with pretty stiff competition. You know, they got a pretty rough schedule there at the beginning. And, you know, you get some wins, start getting that confidence. And that's kind of what we saw last year. You know, last game of season, you know, it was a dog fight last year with them because of, because they got the confidence back and they were playing good football. And like I said, that's what we're seeing this year. It's almost the same thing. You know, you're seeing this team with a lot of confidence and, they'll come out ready to play and and excited about getting after it.
Well, without getting down into the list of names of each individual player, but just to talk about your seniors as a group, this is the last regular season home game, and but hopefully not the last game that we play in front of the home crowd in Madden. But what are some of your thoughts about this senior group and what they've contributed over their careers and especially this season?
Oh, this senior group, they've had an outstanding career at playing ninth grade. They won the district in the ninth grade, and then as 10th grade, a lot of these seniors were playing, were either starting or playing on special teams, or they were on the field during the 2020 season. And that's like I said, it was a lot of them. It was like I said, it was one of those special years where a lot of the sophomores contributed in big ways. We won state championship, and then last year getting all the way to the semifinals last year, and this year they're poised to put themselves in position to play for district championship this year. So this group has a chance to do something. I don't know if any other group's done it, but they got a chance to win four straight district championships. So that's a great accomplishment, and they've been a super group. I've always enjoyed this group. When they were sophomores, they were fun to coach, and the seniors, they've been fun.
Kickoff comes around tomorrow night. I know you'll have the Rebels ready. We know the Lamar Raiders are going to be ready, and we look forward to seeing what happens. We appreciate you being with us and wish you and the Rebels good luck tomorrow night against Lamar.
Appreciate it so much.
Coach Brian Pickens joining us today on the South Group Cox Coaches Show, and we hope you'll be with us next week. We'll be talking about Rebels and the playoffs, all that more. Stay with us with the South Group Cox Coaches Show.